All right, welcome back to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. Paul Ramo, Abby Hennin here. And Abby, the picture taken has been complete. And we are going to interview some girls here. And I'll let you lead the interview there since you're a professional there, Abby, huh?
All right, sounds good. We got Ireland Stassen, Kennedy Arndt, and Ella Johnson coming over here. Oh, Kennedy Arndt must be going to the media room. We got Liza Seussner here. Ireland, I'll start with you. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys, in the first two sets, you jumped to an early lead. In the third and fourth set, you guys actually lost those sets. What do you think was the key thing that you guys did in the fifth set to help you win, and why you guys lost the third and fourth set?
I think the third and fourth, we kind of just, like, got comfortable, and we kind of just thought that since we were up, like, we could just, like, do it, and, like, we just had too many communication errors, and we just let up, and we just didn't defend it, so... And then in the fifth set, I think we just came out and really wanted it, and we finally just put it down, so...
Yeah, what did Haley tell you guys after you were going... Or before you were going into the fifth set?
So we ended up changing our rotation, and I started up, so then, like, I could block number four, and we just didn't want that to cause much, but we ended up executing it very well, so...
Yeah, that was a smart play by Haley to put you up against number four since you're a good blocker. What did you guys do to prepare for Mayor Lutheran? Like, watching film, what was the one thing that Haley told you guys was going to be key to win this game?
So we knew we had to block well. That they have big girls, and we knew we had to defend and just pass well, and then we would be able to come through with a win.
What were you thinking when Mayor Lutheran had set point three times?
Oh, my gosh, I was so nervous. But I knew if we just stayed calm and we executed, we would be good.
Yeah, congratulations on the victory. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Liza, we have Liza Seussner here, number two. She's a libero, junior for the Vikings. Liza, what was one thing in the back row? I saw you telling your team, like, we're fine when you would come back in set point. What were you thinking when Mayor Lutheran had set point three times?
Just go for everything. Don't let the ball drop.
What was one big serving thing that you thought helped you guys?
Serving aggressive, serving the seams.
Did Haley tell you guys anything on serve-receive, like how that was so important? In the third and fourth set, I noticed that she was frustrated when she was taking timeouts. What'd she say about your guys' serve-receive in the third and fourth set?
Yeah, third and fourth set, we were moving our platform. We weren't getting our feet stopped before we passed, so then it caused us to get off.
What's one thing as a libero that you need to do to keep your teammates focused? And you're floor captain, or you're a captain on your team. What's one thing that you were telling the girls after you dropped the third and fourth set and we're going into the fifth set?
That it's our last time playing together. If you want it, you have to go for everything. Don't let anything drop.
Well, congratulations, Liza. You did a really good job. Liza, you had 26 digs, I think. And Ella Johnson had 22 kills. And we have Ella Johnson here with us as well. She's number seven for the Minnesota Vikings. She's a junior outside hitter. Ella, you did a wonderful job. What was one thing that you changed on your hitting? You almost always had a double blocker on you. What's one thing to try to get the ball over and score?
You just have to know where the blockers are, what's open, and even if there's a closed block every time, either cut it sharp or go over the block with a tip.
What do you think the most difficult thing is to adjusting to, like, a ball? As an outside hitter, you get a lot of balls that aren't perfectly set. What's one thing? I think you did a really good job with not just tipping it over. You either found an open spot on the floor to roll shot, or you swung aggressively. What's one thing that you do to work on that in practice?
I just always figure if the set's not perfect, you have to know how to better the ball, like, make it hard for the other team, even if you can't get a full swing in, so just doing your best at that.
Ella, you were serving late in the fifth set, and you actually had you were serving aggressively. What's one thing that you're thinking back there while you're serving? Isn't it nerve-wracking?
It is, but I just try to take a breath and just do it over and in. Still be aggressive, but over and in.
All right, well, congratulations, Ella. You did a great job.
Okay, thank you.
Good job, Ella. Congratulations, the Vikings are state champions. Good job, Abby. You should be a professional interviewer. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. That was a really good job by the Minnesota Vikings. They got revenge on Mayor Lutheran, so.
All right. Okay, Abby and I are going to hustle into the press room. This is going to wrap up our coverage for today. I want to thank all our sponsors. Thank you, Abby, for helping out, and I'll meet you in the press room. And thanks to all of our state sponsors for sponsoring state volleyball. Appreciate that. And all our listeners listening today, thanks a lot. And Maynard back at the studio. Once again, the Minnesota Vikings are state champions. They beat Mayor Lutheran 3-2. And that wraps up our coverage from the XL Energy Center here in St. Paul. and we'll send it back to the station.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. State volleyball coverage on Q92 with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo, brought to you by Minneota Building Center, Ag Plus Cooperative, Pete's Electric Motor, Lee Motor Company, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, KB's Bar and Grill, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Mattress Barn and Marshall, Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Volleyball brought to you by City Hall Bar and Grill, Fit 24, Fixin' Chiropractic, by B&B Electrical Contractors, Jeremiah's and Photo, Grandview Farms, Hen and Swine, Gislason's Hardware, and Jim's Market in Canby. Thanks for joining us for state volleyball coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A few flurries possible at times tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 15, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. More clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 28. Chance of snow tomorrow night. Lows around 20. Overcast skies. Temperatures well below average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 20s. Snow possible both days. Another look at the short range. A low of 15 tonight. High of 28 tomorrow. Lows level off around 20 tomorrow night. About an inch of snow Monday through Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. On